for Storm Lake Radio, talking Storm Lake St. Mary's boys basketball with Coach Kennedy Dre. Of course, Kennedy, you starred for the Panthers not that long ago, winning a state title, being part of three state tournament teams, and now coaching your alma mater. What's that mean to you?
It's very exciting. It's kind of crazy how fast, I guess, 6 years, 5 years flown since I've been out of college or out of high school. And, you know, it's great to be back. I love the tight-knit of the community. And, you know, there's no place I'd rather be. You know, I told the guys, you know, it's what I love about St. Mary's is we practice. It's such a small school that we have practice with freshmen through seniors. So the team chemistry is great. They're all great friends. And, you know, it's just great to be a part of.
I know you'd planned on coaching with your brother Kyle, may he rest in peace, but your assistant, you're all too familiar with from BVU and the Twin Lakes Conference.
Yep, exactly. I told Brady it's nice to get him over here in the right colors. So he graduated from Newell, played at BV for a few years, and it's great to have him. And then I also have Kelby Holmeister, my top assistant, and then Luke Lenhart, who actually was St. Mary's. Part of that St. Mary's championship team and run those 4 years. He's also helping out, so it's great to have him as well.
Okay, yeah, I heard you were looking to get Luke on the bench as well, so that's nice. And so what are your points of emphasis? What's it going to take for you guys to be successful and competitive?
Well, I think our biggest issue right now is, you know, offensive rebounds. We're a small team. Will Hurd graduated last year. You know, it's tough losing a seven-footer for any program. You know, but we got some decent size, but, you know, I tell the guys, the guards, they're going to have to get in there and come up with some big rebounds. That's what it's going to come down to. And then limiting turnovers, you know, with the Jamboree, we struggled turning the ball over. And, you know, a lot of good things came out of Jamboree. And I told the guys that the score, you know, it's just kind of get some jitters out playing in front of a crowd. There's a lot of good things from there. And, you know, just take it with a grain of salt and move on day by day. But I think, you know, we limit our turnovers. We push the ball. We get easy shots. You know, we're going to make some noise in the Twin Lakes Conference.
Looks like your numbers on the squad are pretty decent.
Yeah. I was very surprised. I had my, you know, the meeting at the beginning of the year, and 20 kids showed up. So that's, I only thought I'd have about 14 or 15. I didn't know if I'd be able to, you know, even have a full JV schedule. So with 20 guys, you know, we can have that full JV schedule, and it's, you know, it's awesome. It's I'm happy to see, you know, all these guys wanting to participate and get out and, you know, hopefully have a, you know, we will have a great year.
Well, we're familiar with a lot of the names, but remind us who's going to be especially part of the rotation for you guys.
The four seniors that are back, we got Dawson Miller, Gabe Elsden, Alex Merton, and then Jake Heitman. Then we actually had another senior go out, Cole Keenan. You know, he's a beast on the boards. I love that, you know, I don't know if he played in junior high, but he hasn't played all through high school, so it's great to have him out for his senior year. Then we have Chase Hurd, junior, with Sam Peters. And Sam Peters will be in that starting rotation with those other four seniors that I mentioned that, you know, this is their fourth year. And then a couple freshmen, Mason Lavin, Toby Jones can shoot the ball well, and then Brendan Naughton might get into the mix of that as well.
You talked earlier about the difference in not having the seven-footer this year. How is that going to change what you guys do on both ends of the ball?
Definitely having that seven-footer down there on the defensive end, it kind of keeps everybody, you know, it keeps the other team out of the lane. But now, and then on the offensive end, you just have a big guy you can throw it into and then, you know, create off of him. But, you know, we want to push the ball, push the tempo, get our shots, you know, control the pace of the game. So, you know, like I said, limiting offensive rebounds. You know, I told the guards they're going to have to come up with some big rebounds. You can't just rely on our, you know, Chase Hurd, who's 6'4", 6'5". You can't rely on him. You know, we need Dawson Miller, Gabe, Mason. We need all of them getting in there and getting those big rebounds.
Twin Lakes Conference, everyone seems to say it's going to be really competitive this year.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Obviously, I haven't followed it too closely in prior years. Being at BV last year under VH as a volunteer assistant, you know, I kind of focused on that. I'm excited to get back into it. I've heard Sioux Central has a few good guys. I watched South Central Calhoun at a summer team camp, and they had a solid ball player. Alta always seems to get a good crew together. Newell looked good at the Jamboree. You know, I think it's going to be competitive, but I think anyone can beat anyone on any given night. And, you know, I think we'll be the team. I'm confident that we'll be up making some noise and up towards the top half of the conference.
Hey, Kay Dre, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. Season opener coming right up on Monday, hosting Clay Central Everly. And then we'll see you Friday when you travel to Alterelia. And a lot more this year. Appreciate it and all the best.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you for covering our school. And I'm sure we'll see you plenty. So thank you again.
You can count on that. Storm Lake St. Mary's and Coach Kennedy Dre.